Let's get to that surprise resignation today of Egypt's army-backed government, the prime minister, the cabinet. It's just the latest shakeup in Egyptian politics following the ouster of the longtime Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak 3 years ago. NPR's international correspondent Leila Fadel is with us from Cairo with more. And Leila, was this a surprise?
It definitely was a surprise. Prime Minister Hazem Biblawi came on television saying, "We tried to do a good job. We did as well as we could in these dark times, and now it's time for us to go." But really gave the country no actual reasons as to why the cabinet was stepping down, why this government was stepping down.
Well, and people are talking about one reason for this being that the Field Marshal al-Sisi, the military leader, got to step down as the defense minister in Egypt, and that may pave the way for him to run for president. Is that what's being talked about there?
There's a lot of speculation going on. It's long been believed that Abdel Fattah al-Sisi will run for president, and he does have to leave his post as defense minister if he makes that decision. But originally, this was talked about as a limited cabinet reshuffle. The idea that the whole government is stepping down is actually quite surprising. And this government is really seen as a lame duck government by many critics and analysts, seen as something that the military put in place for this time being after overthrowing an elected president. And now the next step will to have a president. But the elections are expected in only a few weeks. So if a new government is appointed and it will likely have some of the same faces, it'll only have a few weeks to rule.
Well, how are we Egyptians reacting to this?
Well, right now, I think it's just a lot of confusion. This wasn't a popular government. This is a government that's leading in a very dark time in Egypt, a huge crackdown on all critics and Islamists, people dying, people being arrested, bombings going on, huge labor strikes over minimum wage issues, economic problems. It wasn't a popular government, but there's not much expectation that any reshuffle or change will really bring huge changes for the Egyptian population.
And the state of the economy is still pretty bad. We see that there were even widespread strikes going on in transportation, manufacturing, and some other industries.
That's right. The economy really isn't getting better here in Egypt. These strikes are related to the issues of minimum wage. People want better salaries. They want what the governments, this government and governments of the past, have promised, which is economic prosperity, social justice. So these strikes may be a contributing factor. But again, we're not really sure what the reason is that they decided to, as a full cabinet, resign.
Now, does this have any impact, Leila, on the trial of Mohamed Morsi, the former leader who came in after Mubarak from the Muslim Brotherhood, and of course he was ousted last July?
No, it will not have an effect on that. These are trials. He's on trial for many things. He's been on trial twice, maybe three times this week. That will continue as usual. We don't expect major things to change, just the heads of these ministries, which function on their own, really, to now change or be reshuffled. And it's unclear who those names will be, who those faces will be. But a lot of people say, you know, it doesn't really matter. Ultimately, this government is quite powerless. It's military-backed. And what they're looking at is the next step. When is the presidential election going to be? There are no elected bodies right now, and what happens then?
And as you say, what, it's going to be just a few more weeks and then there'll be some kind of election?
There's no set date. We're expecting presidential elections by mid-April, but we still don't have a date. So the idea is that this, whatever government forms, will only be in power for a few weeks until presidential elections begin. You know, that it's been 6 to 7 months now since Morsi was overthrown, and so the next step is supposed to be elections.
NPR international correspondent Leila Fadel joining us from Cairo, Egypt, on this day when the government there, the prime minister and the cabinet, resigned in a surprise move. Leila, thanks as always.
Thank you for having me.